Please rise as we continue with the prayers of the church. And I did send out an email with some prayer requests. Just wanted to update. Each week we do publish the prayer requests that come in. In addition to the names that are printed here before us this morning, we're going to add Eileen Lockwood. She is the mother of Greg Lockwood. She is under hospice care, and we want to pray for her for rest and peace and comfort for her. And then also Brian Hagen, son of Betty Hagen. He has cancer and is undergoing treatment for cancer. And then finally, an uplift for Maggie with her baptism in our prayers this morning. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray together in Christ Jesus for all people according to their needs. O God, restore us to oneness among our family of believers, even as you have restored us to oneness with you through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is your good news for all people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, help the leaders of the civil realm, both here and around the world, to follow paths of justice for all people. Protect the weakest and poorest in every society, and practice honesty and integrity in all their affairs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, be with all people who suffer affliction of body, mind, or spirit, especially those in our sick and recovering prayer list. Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Haley, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Dawn, Johanna, Rachel, Amber, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Rob, Merle, Katie and Jake, Amanda, Darlene, Ava, Curtis, Forrest, Art, Ed, Noel, and baby Rose, Maggie, Paul, Sharon Starr, Evan Johnson, Eileen Lockwood, Brian Hagen, and also for Maggie McFadden with the gift of baptism today. Lord, grant that all people look to you and experience healing and wholeness according to your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, you desire your people to be of one mind. Strengthen our partnership with other Christian churches. Today we thank you for Living Faith Church in Philomath. Bless their pastor, Jim Hall, and their people this day as they seek to grow in their faith of your Son, Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, your Son, Jesus, loved and honored his mother, Mary. Bless all mothers today on Mother's Day, and especially our own. Grant that we, having been taught your way from them, may by our fruitful lives be a blessing to them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All glory, honor, power, and might be unto you, dear Father, who with your Son, Jesus Christ, are living and reigning in communion and love with the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and ever unto the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive a blessing from the Lord found in Numbers chapter 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his everlasting peace. Amen.